Hexeth reveals Qatar allowed to build Air Force facility at U.S. Air Force Base. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 10, 2025. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth revealed that, under an agreement with the United States, Qatar would be moving forward with building an Air Force facility on a U.S. Air Force base. Under the agreement between the two countries, which Hegseth announced on Friday, Qatari pilots will also be allowed to receive training alongside U.S. soldiers, according to CBS News. The facility will be built at the Mountain Home Air Force Base located in Idaho, and Hegseth added that the location would host a contingent of Qatari F-15s and pilots. Per the outlet, while there are no foreign military bases in the U.S., some foreign countries maintain a presence for training. The agreement, which Hegseth announced alongside Qatari Minister of Defense Sheikh Saud bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani at the Pentagon, will allow Qatari pilots to receive training alongside U.S. soldiers. There are no foreign military bases in the U.S., but some foreign militaries do maintain a presence for training. The Singaporean Air Force also has a presence at the Mountain Home Base. Hegseth said he is proud that today we're signing a letter of acceptance to build the Qatari Amiri Air Force facility at the Mountain Home Air Base in Idaho. In a post on X, Hegseth clarified that Qatar would not have its own base in the U.S., adding that the U.S. would control the existing base. The U.S. military has a long-standing partnership with Qatar, including today's announced cooperation W/F-15K aircraft, Hegseth said. However, to be clear, Qatar will not have their own base in the United States, nor anything like a base. We control the existing base, like we do with all partners. Hegseth's announcement comes after President Donald Trump signed an executive order in September entitled, Assuring the Security of the State of Qatar. Under the executive order, the U.S. shall regard any armed attack on the territory, sovereignty, or critical infrastructure of the state of Qatar as a threat to the peace and security of the United States. The executive order adds that in the event of such an attack on Qatar, the U.S. shall take all lawful and appropriate measures, including diplomatic, economic, and, if necessary, military in order to defend the interests of the U.S. and Qatar. In addition to Trump's executive order, Trump also made Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issue an apology to Qatar's Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani, in response to an airstrike that targeted Hamas terrorists in Doha.